Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Well, this should be a journey. It is a great day to be alive on this Friday. Do you hear it in my voice at all? I got a little Bradley Nortman in me.
It distinguishes you a little bit, Ben.
Does it?
Yeah. That little smoker's rasp.
Because I wanted to do like my full, I mean, I'd try it, but it might mess up my voice for the entire show. It's a great day. I see. I'm scared.
Yeah. What's wrong with your voice? You're sick.
I'm not even sick. I just got a little crook.
Okay. Because I was between y'all yesterday. Y'all was blowing y'all stank ass air in between. I did say that. But if I get sick because I was sitting in between y'all, I'm gonna be upset.
It's the craziest thing. Like I had a cold. The cold's gone, but like raspiness remains. I was great earlier in the week, but after a full day, yeah,
Brad, you sound way worse. Ben sounds completely normal to me. Kyle, I can't
really
be alone in that, right? He sounds completely normal to me.
He doesn't sound as vivacious as he typically is.
Yes, it's probably not vivacious. As loud and vibrant.
Yeah.
Ben Brust here alongside Kyle Wallace in his
beautiful
shirt. I remember when we did this show.
Beautiful.
We did the show where it looks like the thing in gym class.
The parachute.
Let me tell you about this shirt. I had Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. They said, oh! That shirt brings you back to the 90s, Kyle. You just do it with your clothing. All your clothing hits. I said, thank you. What can I say? I'm fashionable.
I'm starting to think that he makes up all these things that he says that people say to him about his outfits. 800-990-3776.
What's your baby mama say?
Is the Carbless Talking text line.
Dang.
Wow. You know what's crazy is?
Wow.
Look at him go.
As he's dancing right now. Like,
you can't say no. I got killed him with
that. No. I want to say something, but I can't lose my voice for the next 3 hours. I want to yell at you and say, like, you're not as great as you think.
Hey.
What's your baby mama say?
Brad, I will smack you silly, too.
That was so
just
good.
Just sprinkle it. That's what y'all say now.
It took me a second to register. I was like, did Kyle no, he did not. And then, sure enough.
Ben Brust is my guy.
Ben Brust is my guy.
Ben Brust is my guy. I wouldn't do it if I didn't love you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you tell yourself.
Woo, that was a zinger.
Oh, that was good.
It's not going to lie. It's hard to come back from that one. You know? You call out your fiance for looking your co-host up and down. You're like, I got nothing back to say.
Is that the new thing? Like, instead of like, what does your mama say? Like, what's your baby mama say?
No,
like, what's
no, Brad.
Is that what it involves to?
No,
so I remember
no,
being like,
Brad,
oh, yeah, tell your mama say hi kind of thing.
Brad, what is... There's no correlation to these at all.
Zero.
This was literally him calling out the fact that my actual baby mama, who is my fiance, looked him up and down.
I know.
And I have to live with that every day when I look him in the eye.
Yeah. But I felt like that had legs. I felt like that was like the new insult. As you get older, is that the new insult?
No, Brad, I would just say, stick to what you know.
Yeah, just stick to what you know.
You just say.
Educate me, guys. I don't know these things.
Yeah, you probably would have said, well, your lovely fiance would think a little different.
Huh? More like Brad.
That's exactly how he would have said it.
James
the Postman, I appreciate it. Gotta say, he's loving the new opening song of Walking on Broken Glass. Love that. Ding, ding, ding. Thanks, Strofe. Strofe's running the show. Hot off Mr. Irrelevant. And Brad is disobeying his wife, Lexi.
Well, I certainly have the opportunity to disobey Lexi because yesterday we were at lovely Maddie's Bar. It was wonderful. Great, very hospitable. They even gave us some swag. I thought, oh boy, here we go. Kyle got himself a Packer-oriented sweatshirt, which was great. You can see on the stream yesterday, Ben and I got Buffalo plaid. When I got that, I thought, oh, buddy, am I looking good in Buffalo plaid? Manly, right? Because we looked it up. Buffalo plaid is what hunters of buffalo used to wear.
I was feeling myself, too, in that Buffalo plaid. I'm not going to lie.
And then when we stayed after, we had a couple of teammates that started to question the pattern and say, I don't know about that.
They said, it looks like you're wearing a picnic blanket.
Yeah, a picnic blanket or Christmas pajamas.
I didn't like it.
And I was just like, you didn't like the Buffalo plaid?
No, I didn't like the comments.
Oh, yeah, the comments were
concerned. Because Kyle did tell us, like, you know, like, hey, you guys are rocking it.
I was jealous that they didn't have one in my size.
I know. And so I go home, and Lexi is my pulse for fashion criteria, right? She loves, like, looking nice herself and just the whole thing. Like, very rarely do I ever dress. And I'm,
hey, number eight, your wife's hot.
That's right. That's right. They know, the New York Giant fan knows, and I know that Lexi is my benchmark when it comes to fashion. And very rarely, I would say, I would be as bold as saying, never have I ever walked out the door and Lexi said, you can't wear that. Like you're not wearing that. And last night, I came home wearing the sweatshirt, and she's like, what are you wearing? It's like, oh, yeah, what do you think? This super cool new Buffalo plaid sweatshirt. And she's like, that's great. You're not wearing that outside the house.
Oh, wow.
She's like, you're not wearing that outside the house. You can wear it at home all you want. You're not wearing that outside the house.
See, Brad?
Oh, wow. So I was like, wait a minute. I can't go to the bonfire and wear this or anything like that. I'm thinking about disobeying Lexi. Doing one of those things where either, hey, just being like, baby.
Ooh, this is a slippery slope for you, Bradley.
My dearest love, Lexi. I'm gonna put my foot down as the man of the house, and I'm gonna wear it. Or it's one of those things where it's like, hey, Brad, it might get a little chilly. Make sure you pack a sweatshirt. And I sneakily pack this one, so it's kind of like a stealth mission. And I go out there and
put it
on.
That's not being the man of the house.
No,
a stealth mission is not being the man of the house.
So I can honestly say I've never, anytime Lexi said, no, like that doesn't work, you need to try again, I've never not tried again.
Man.
This would be the first time.
Is this the first crisis in your marriage?
First one where I think I'd be willingly disobeying her, like willfully disobeying.
Well,
I'm a little concerned.
Did I not tell you guys during the show, my lovely fiance popped on the YouTube stream and Strofe, maybe you will have that picture. I know you had FOMO, but it could be a great break screen for us as it is Kyle, Brad, and I after the remote yesterday at Maddie's Bar and Grill. And we took a sweet picture together. And all I know is that would be a great opportunity to show anyone on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison, if you're listening to Kyle, Russ, and Ortman, to see what the Buffalo plaid looks like. But what I can say is when my fiance was watching us, it looks like you guys are wearing a blanket. Next text, an ugly blanket.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
So Lexi came at you. My fiance came at me.
It ain't right.
And, like, I was, like, I'm not going to lie. I was feeling myself when I had it on. And by the way, I am not like Brad. I will just wear it, and it won't matter. It's not going to be, like,
Even if your fiance goes...
What, Kyle, you came home and your baby girl loved it?
Of course. It's me. I mean, of course, I looked the best again. What a surprise. Oh, nothing's God. Changed. This is what it is. I'm sure your ladies looked at me on the stream and said, man, why couldn't they pick that nice sweater? Even though I thought it was nice. I probably looked a lot better in it, but it is what it is. You can't control the mannequin sometimes.
Oh, Nick chimes in. He says it looks like Simon Says today.
Simon Says, shut up, Nick.
Damn.
I will say.
Brad, how do you not find that funny? That's amazing.
Well, I'm,
Strobe,
I'm,
turn your mic on.
I'm mesmerized so by Kyle's
good.
Shirt.
That was so good. Simon Says, shut up.
That is good. It looks like a children's toy. You know, like a children's toy is very plain colors and it's very colorful usually. It looks like a children's toy.
Yeah, but if I walked into your house with this on, Lexi would say, Brad, you should wear that. She wouldn't tell me I can't wear it again.
What's worse? That would be even worse.
Send her a picture of that right now.
She would say, babe,
can I pull that off?
She wouldn't say I can even.
Kyle, can I wear that?
Send her a picture. You probably can't fit it.
I'm going to send this picture.
You're too tall.
What size is it?
I think it's probably a medium for how
I can fit into it.
Okay.
I got longer legs.
See, at least with my Buffalo plaid sweatshirt, at least Lexi said you can wear it around the house. If I put that on, Lexi would say that's not even allowed in the Nortman estate.
This is fashion forward and very trendy, but let me give you
I just want to know if I will look cool or not.
You will look very cool in this. Very, very cool. I'm telling you, this is very fashion forward. It's fantastic.
We love you if you're listening in the car, but right now you got to if you can
Go
get
YouTube.
To YouTube, you got to see this shirt because we literally did a whole tweet on Kyle looking like the parachute or everything.
Ooh, that's
from the 90s.
I'm looking at myself right now on 101.7 The Truth in my polo top. Oh, it looks so good.
Excuse me, you're looking where?
On YouTube.
On what station?
One. Oh.
Oh, my.
ESPN 94.5, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
100.5 ESPN Madison, 94.5 or 1430 ESPN Beaver
where
Dam.
Where does your loyalty lie?
My apologies, okay? I host the whole show for an hour where I tell people to go look at me
you
on YouTube.
3 hours here.
I know, but Ben does to tell people to listen to 94.5 ESPN.
You're getting
Milwaukee
after Ben today, aren't you, a little bit?
You said what? No, I'm just saying he's the one who tells people. So when I say it, I was mindlessly thinking about what I need to say, and that just came out. My apologies. 100.5 ESPN Madison, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, so you can see what I have on. But I want to give you some credit.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, because I'm happy and proud of you, and I will applaud you for finally standing up for yourself and standing on business and allowing that toxic masculinity that is in all of us to come out of you, okay? It's about dang time that you stood up and you said, you know what, Lexi, my love of my life, I listen to you 99.9% of the time, but this point one, this point one is today. I am wearing my Buffalo plaid shirt to bed. I'm wearing it to work. I'm wearing it to church. I'm wearing it to the park. I'm wearing it the hell I want to wear it because I looks good.
I'm not going to lie. I did think of Kyle Wallace when I got the initial rule of you're not wearing that outside the house.
Yeah,
because Kyle has been told that by baby girl. Said, no, you're not wearing that. Yep. And he said, forgets you. I'm the man of the house.
That masculinity come through. That's what you felt, Brad.
This is Kyle. I literally just watched The Office yesterday where it was the prison Mike episode. And I feel like I'm with Brad Norton. As like
prison Brad.
This ain't hood. This is Brad standing up for himself.
Yeah, he said this is tough, Brad.
He said, "Forgets you."
Forgets you.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
You missed that.
No, but that was you. That was me as Kyle saying that.
Forgets
now
you.
You're imitating Kyle. Yeah,
that forgets you. That's something what Kyle would say.
I wouldn't say. I would say something else. No, actually, I would never do that to my lovely girl. But I'm telling
Chef
you,
Ed,
I'm proud. 800-990-3776.
He chimes in and says, Kyle looks like a Rubik's Cube.
And Brad looks like the guy that could solve the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, that is true, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What if you had to say, Kyle, what color shirt are you wearing today? What would you say?
I would say I'm wearing this really unique shirt. It takes you back to the 90s. It's green on
Kyle,
one sleeve.
Kyle, what color shirt are you wearing?
Green, red, and blue, and a little bit of orange.
And
what else?
White? The hood is yellow.
Oh, yellow. Yellow. I'm the rainbow. I for sure forgot it was yellow.
And the croquet polo logo is white.
There is a lot of color. There's a lot going on
it's
with
a lot.
Shirt.
It's a lot to look at. I'm looking right at you.
You know what
show.
Else is a lot? Anthony Campanelli. And I can't wait to hear this audio. For those who missed it, the linebackers and run game coordinator of the Green Bay Packers, Anthony Campanelli, is leaving the Green Bay Packers to go where, Strofe?
Duval. Duval.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. So we want to take a trip down memory lane because when he was introduced to the Green Bay Packers as their linebackers and run game coordinator, we played a clip when he was with the Miami Dolphins, and it is just so good. It's so good. And it's actually kind of a big deal. It's a big loss for the Packers because their run defense was a lot better than it's been over the last 4 or 5 years. Anthony Campanelli leaving, but we revisit his electric audio from Hard Knocks next.
Duval.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Kyle, I love you.
Can't say the same.
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Ben Russ, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman with Alex Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation at the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Bill in Elkhorn chimes in. Saw the picture of you guys. And the survey says, your ladies were right. That is not fashionable.
Really?
Yeah. Figured a guy from Elkhorn would appreciate a couple of dudes and some buffalo.
Yeah.
What is it? Buffalo plaid?
Buffalo plaid.
Yeah, you're right. If Elkhorn isn't loving it, then I know probably not the best.
Yeah. They know their buffalo plaid in Elkhorn. Who's on the board in Madison, just out of curiosity?
Uh-oh.
How's it going?
Oh!
Hey! Chrissy?
Yes, this is Chrissy.
Are you clear to talk?
Yes, Ryan's here with me, so.
Ryan Wollersheim taking off the training wheels.
We should ask Chrissy, right? I mean, how do you think of the Buffalo plaid sweatshirt? Is it a good move or a bad move? Did you see it in any of the break screens?
Are you talking about not the one that Kyle's wearing right now on the screen?
Well, no, you can comment on how stupid he looks, too.
No, wait, don't lead the witness.
Kyle's sweatshirt.
Thank you. See? That's all I care about.
I just want somebody to not knows, like his outfits.
a woman who knows fashion appreciates it. Like,
have you met her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if we met in person. She contacted me on Sundays. We're friends on LinkedIn.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, okay, that counts.
Yeah, it totally counts. Thank you, Ryan.
Young rising star.
And Chrissy, a young rising star that Kyle's now.
You asked her if she was clear to talk, and she didn't answer the question. She said Ryan.
No, she said Ryan Wollersheim's next to me, so that's why I was kind of just moving on, you know, to not put her on the spotlight. Because I do want to move to Anthony Campanelli, because this was, we went right to Brad after this, and I want to go right back to Brad again. This is the former Packers linebacker and run game coordinator who's now with Jacksonville.
Duval.
So good. And when we played this, we were all kind of like, is this real? Let's just hear from him in Hard Knocks when he's with the Dolphins.
You're at your best when you're doing things for people you love. All the time you practice, all the time you spend away from the people you love, okay? Our job is on Sunday, literally, to honor those people. That's it. That's our job. To go out there and honor the people you love. Play as hard as you can. Attack the ball like it's some guy running down the street with your mother, your father. I don't know who the my kids, whatever. Like, that would make me out of my mind. There ain't no way that guy's getting away from me. And there certainly ain't anybody getting in my path to block me, to stop me from bringing them back in my life. That ain't gonna happen, okay? But if you treat it like that all the time, you practice like that, you commit to practicing like that with each other, you're unstoppable. Don't know who the is gonna stop you from doing what you want to do. Everybody understands ass whooping, okay? I can go to Greece and somebody start getting their ass whooped, we all understand what's happening.
Yep.
Okay? We're all speaking the same language, right? We might not be able to communicate, but if somebody getting their ass kicked, nothing's lost in translation.
Nope.
Okay? All over the world, they speak ass whoop. Okay? To the day you die. Okay? So here's what I'm saying. Let's eliminate that factor. They can't outwork you. Eliminate that, and let's see what the happens. Let the chips fall where they may. Okay? Let's all just commit to each other. That's what we're going to do. Don't stop throwing punches. Don't stop attacking the ball. Don't stop finishing blocks, and then we'll see what happens. All right? Love you guys. Let's go have a great
I want to put a helmet on, boy. Let's go.
I forgot how good that was. Seriously, that is so.
I don't know, man. Because like the fact that I'm laughing right now, I'd be laughing in the room.
It sounds literally like an SNL skit, doesn't it? It does.
I'm motivated.
I forgot how hilarious that
was. I mean, what art is ass whooping is a universal language. That is poetic.
I mean, look. It is.
But my favorite part is like an hour or a minute and 10 seconds, and he's like, so what I'm trying to say is, so what was the last minute 10? Because I just like heard you yell bleep.
When we heard this for the first time, I was like, man, this feels like a pregame speech. Let's take the field. It's to go have a great practice, right? It's just like a wild
just
look.
Just a Wednesday in August.
Yeah, it's casual. Man, that was so funny. And listen, when we hired Anthony Campanelli as the linebackers coach and run game coordinator last year, and we played that, I thought one of two things. Either this dude's legit and he's going to turn this whole thing around as far as toughness, run stopping, physical good linebacker play, or he's a complete fraud and a complete joke. He turned out to be legit. He was completely legit. This is all authentic. So I actually give him a ton of credit for being unashamedly himself, because I haven't seen linebackers hit like that in years for the Green Bay Packers. I haven't seen a run game as efficient. Seventh in the NFL. Seventh in rushing when the Packers were always in the 20s or worse in the run game. So Anthony Campanelli turned that defense, was part of the Jeff Hafley, turning that defense around, and that intensity and that grit, I saw that on the field. It's still hilarious, but I saw that on the field, and this is actually going to be a big hole for the Green Bay Packers.
All we've heard, Jason Wilde, Rob Domofsky, and anyone close to the Green Bay Packers have said this is a key loss for the Green Bay Packers as Anthony Campanelli moves on.
Yeah, I mean, of course he was over the top, but this guy's juiced up, man. Like, he want to play for him. And I think the results that we saw on the football field where Brad just talked about the linebackers, the development of an Edrin Cooper, right? A Quay Walker, who we still feel like has some room to grow, but even maybe an Eric Wilson or Isaiah McDuffie playing well, maybe all that has to do with coaching, right? And then when we just look at the numbers, and statistically speaking, last season, in the 2023 season, I should say, the Packers allowed four teams to rush for over 200 yards against them.
Duh!
This year, I don't think they allow one. But the most important thing is this, is when you look at the numbers and you look at the stats. In 2023, before Anthony Campanelli was the run game coordinator, which means he took a lot of his time to watch what the offenses did running the football and how can our defense be put in a position to successfully stop that. In 2023, the Packers allowed 4.4 yards per carry. They allowed 2,181 yards all together on the ground. Then you translate to this year, they only allow 4 yards per carry, so that's an improvement, which put them in the top 10 for yards per game allowed on the ground, but then they only allow a little under 1,700 rushing yards.
I thought Brad was supposed to be the stat guy.
No, well, I'm Kyle.
It's
great.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, but the whole point is this, is that we saw a change, and yes, Jeff Hafley had something to do with that, but I'm sure the intensity and also the intelligence of Anthony Campanelli played a role with that as well, because you basically had a guy on your roster or on your coaching staff that was ready to be a defensive coordinator, yeah, and that's what we're seeing. That's a good thing.
I've also heard reports that if Robert Saleh was not taking the San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator position, which he had held when they went to a couple Super Bowls, that Anthony Campanelli was looking like he was in line for that gig.
So that's a good thing. And I understand, we don't want to lose position coaches. We don't want to lose coordinators. But you all have to understand, if you're losing position coaches, you're losing coordinators, that means you're doing something right. Somebody looks at your roster, they look at your defense, they see the work that you're putting in, and they're saying, oh, yeah, they're doing something right. We want to bring that here.
Yeah,
so that
if you
had told
me after the way that they gave up four 200-yard rushers and Joe Barry, that after 1 year of going from the 3-4 to the 4-3, that they would be losing somebody for an upgrade, like from a position coach to a coordinator, I'd be like, damn, there's some good things happening. I think we all agree that Jeff Hafley has done some really good things for this football team that has you excited for whatever this team can put together in the draft and then hopefully in free agency. I don't get my hopes up, but like, again, even without that, we saw pieces that are young grow. I feel like, you know, we repeat the same people over and over, but at the same time, Evan Williams, you should be excited about. Javon Bullard, you should be excited about. Edrin Cooper, obviously, you should be excited about. And why you should be excited?
Brenton Cox.
Yes.
Like, yeah. He had flashes, right?
Well, Lucas Van Ness.
No, I joke.
Yeah, I mean, good coaches will maximize your talent. So, I mean, it's up to the GM to get the talent, but a good coach will maximize the talent. And also, they'll inspire you. They'll encourage you. That's literally what encourage means, like put courage in someone to go out there and do the job. It feels like that's exactly what Coach Campanelli did. It's what Jeff Hafley did, right? I mean, it felt like he maximized what he had. Realized pass rush was a problem, so I had to kind of be creative with that. But linebackers, stopping the run, I mean, Quay Walker still isn't what you hope for him to be as a first-round draft pick, but it felt like he made some strides.
Yeah, it did.
Isaiah McDuffie was serviceable, and Edrin Cooper, a young talent, boy, oh boy, was he maximized.
Hey, remember the Eric Wilson game? Eric Wilson
yeah,
has a game.
I'm
telling you, this is a big loss. To me, when I look at this, I just feel like it's a big loss because somebody who has that level of intensity, right, and that level of probably respect in a locker room, there's a void because you just can't match that natural intensity that somebody has. Now, they're professionals. A guy's going to come in there. He's going to have his own personality. He's going to coach them up. But, Brad, you can speak to it. Ben, as well, you both played at very high levels. There are certain coaches that can start talking, and though you may smile and laugh, you may say, all right, let's go. Let's go do it, right? He can lighten the mood, or he can get you amped up and ready to go, and obviously he knows how to do the X and O's. So this is going to be a big loss, and I'm interested to see how Jeff Hafley is going to replace him, because now you have two different positions that you have to replace. The D-line, you just hired a new guy to come in for that. Now you got to find another new position coach there at the linebacker position.
All I know is I just look forward. How long is this clip, Strofe?
About a minute 40.
Just tuned into Kyle, Bruston, Ortman.
It's worth one more, isn't it?
Oh, it's totally. I was looking forward to when doing this segment was like listening to this twice.
Number one, listening back to the
first time hearing it since, I don't know, we played it when he was hired. And then when I heard it once, I was like, oh, there's no way we're ending the segment without hearing from Anthony Campanelli back at Hard Knocks with the Miami Dolphins. He's now the defensive coordinator for the Jaguars after leaving the Green Bay Packers as a linebacker and run game coordinator. This is the energy that will be missed inside 1265.
You're at your best when you're doing things for people you love. All the time you practice, all the time you spend away from the people you love, okay? Our job is on Sunday, literally, to honor those people. That's it. That's our job. To go out there and honor the people you love. Play as hard as you can. Attack the ball like it's some guy running down the street
with your wife
mother,
and kid.
Your father. I don't know who the my kids, whatever. Like, that would make me out of my mind. There ain't no way that guy's getting away from me. And there certainly ain't anybody getting in my path to block me, to stop me from bringing them back in my life. That ain't gonna happen. Okay? But if you treat it like that all the time, you practice like that, you commit to practicing like that with each other, you're unstoppable. Don't know who the is gonna stop you from doing what you want to do.
Nobody.
Everybody understands ass whooping. Okay? I can go to Greece and somebody start getting their ass whooped. We all understand what's happening. Okay? We're all speaking the same language, right? We might not be able to communicate, but if somebody getting their ass kicked, nothing's lost in translation. Okay? All over the world, they speak ass whoop. Okay? To the day you die. Okay? So here's what I'm saying. Let's eliminate
here's what I'm saying.
That factor. They can't outwork you. Eliminate that, and let's see what the f*** happens. Let the chips fall where they met. Okay? Let's all just commit to each other. That's what we're going to do. Don't stop throwing punches. Don't stop attacking the ball. Don't stop finishing blocks, and then we'll see what happens. All right? Love you guys. Let's go have a great practice.
All right. Love you guys. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Steph, your biggest strength in life that you bring to this world?
Probably my wife, because she keeps me calm. Even when I'm cursing at the TV during Packers games, I always know I can fall back on her.
That's sweet, man. Who knew KBN Nation was so many simps? Boy, I love this. I love this.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Become alive.
So on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, we did just have our Buffalo plaid shirts and sweatshirts that Brad Nortman and myself, Ben Brust, were wearing that both of our significant others do not approve of.
Yeah, they now, disapprove of your looks, fellas.
I don't see it. Well, I'm serious. It looks so good.
Relax. Let me get us some help. Okay. Now, we know Bill and Elkhorn said it is not fashionable, but Kevin in Sheboygan stands with the Buffalo plaid, Brad. The problem is you haven't completed the look yet. You got to put on the blue jeans and work boots, go chop some wood in the backyard, then ask Madam Nortman how she feels.
That would get Madam Nortman nice and excited.
And this one's fascinating. Oh, jeez. Hey. David in the 262 chimes in, and I really don't know if he actually knows this Bill in Elkhorn, but he says, I know Bill from Elkhorn.
No way.
Like, do you know a Bill? Is there more than one Bill in Elkhorn? Or do you know this specific Bill from Elkhorn because they're texting each other during the show? I don't know. You guys are going to have to let me know. But David says, Bill from Elkhorn couldn't tell the difference between Buffalo plaid and a Royal Stewart.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Looking
what
good,
Royal
boys.
Stewart. I don't know what that is.
I don't either, but he said, looking good, boys.
Is there a whole...
I read that. I did not Ron Burgundy that.
What? You don't know what a Royal Stewart is, though.
I was just trying to get to said, looking good, boys. That's the most important part.
Royal Stewart.
Oh, it's a type of plaid. We're fine.
Yeah. It's like the... It's almost like, it's Scottish.
Yeah,
like
it's got the blue and red yellow and plaid. Yeah.
Also very, very classy.
Yeah, you can't wear that. Oh, that jacket, though. I Googled it. There's a nice jacket. Looks like Christmas.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant. It's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Fellas, you know what's happening on Sunday? One of the biggest days of the year?
Grammys.
You got it. The Grammys coming up.
Look at me, pop culture.
Is this
Kyle
music?
Sunday. Yeah, Grammys is music.
What?
I always get confused. Emmys, Grammys.
Oscars.
Oscars are movies. Emmys is TV.
You
Grammys is music.
Really don't have
now, fellas, lot of big artists in the loop for the Grammys this year. So I've taken the justice and the lead on comparing some Grammy-nominated artists to athletes we know and love.
Oh, ooh, I like wow. It. I love this.
I'm all ears.
Let's start with Shaboozey, known for this song. Shaboozey burst onto the scene this year with
Ben Brust's number one played Spotify song.
No, that was Stargazing by Miles.
This was number two.
This was
or
like
three.
Number two or three, yeah. So this song, incredibly corny. That's really all I need to say. Shaboozey is Russell Wilson, Brad's former team.
Everybody
as corny as it gets.
Wow.
Whoa.
Disagree.
Corny, corporate, not creative.
No,
Shaboozey is Russell Wilson.
No, if it's a banger, then yeah, I guess that's Russell.
Oh,
but.
Strofe, you don't know your country music.
Your country, pop country or rap?
This
it's,
is not
it's
rap,
a fusion.
It's country.
It's a fusion. It's a nice blend, I think. Yeah.
It's wow. Not rap, it's country.
So let's move on. You guys familiar with Chapel Roan, H-O-T-T-O-G-O, this song?
I hate this.
I don't know
yeah.
This song.
Yeah, she looks really, very goth.
Are you going to get to the chorus here?
Yeah, Chapel Roan burst onto the scene kind of out of nowhere. Nobody really knew who Chapel Roan was.
Is this like a one-hit wonder?
Chapel Roan had three songs that were some of the most listened to in America this year. Three wow. Songs of the summer. Chapel Roan is Edgerrin Cooper bursting onto the scene, winning Defensive Player of the Week twice, really becoming what many think could be a star for years and years to come, just like Chapel Roan. Chapel Roan is Edgerrin Cooper.
Wow.
Nice.
Why didn't you play the good song that everyone knows?
Everyone knows Good Luck, Babe. This is up for Song
I've
of the Year.
You just say H O T.
I've never even heard of this person.
I've never heard of Chapel Roan.
You've heard Hot to Go, haven't you?
Is it Chapel Roan?
Chapel Roan, yes.
I don't think I've heard Hot to Roam.
Hot to Go?
What is
hot
this?
Hot to Go.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, that's
please,
my girl.
Please, please by Sabrina
what
Carpenter.
What is this? Oh, that's my girl.
I don't know this song, but she got another song I played for Strove. It's a good one.
Espresso, yes.
No, not Espresso. Something with Bed.
Oh, yeah.
Kim, oh, Bed Kim. Bad Kim. Something. I don't know. Something Kim.
That's my girl.
That's his girl, though. That's his girl, though. Sabrina Carpenter, child star, right, was on Disney Channel.
Really?
And then this
didn't
year,
know that.
And then this year, going ahead and releasing all these great songs that are topping the charts, but had to wait her turn. Sabrina Carpenter's Jordan Love, as he continues to evolve in superstardom, as does Sabrina Carpenter, kind of a second act, right? Love sat behind Rogers for a few years, and they got to show the world his face. Sabrina Carpenter, Disney Channel, to superstar.
Can I interject?
Okay, yes, I like that one.
Y'all, we're old. Cause we're, you know how growing up as a kid, your parents would be like, who is that? What is that? Bro, I'm telling you, without being around Strofe and Madison 24, that's her name?
Madison Hayes 24?
Madison Hayes 24 on Instagram. If I was not around them, I would not know who both of those people were.
Dude, I wouldn't.
I'm serious.
Madison I wouldn't know 24. Any of this.
Well, you'll know who this is, despite not knowing who's playing the flute.
Wait, let me see if I can.
Oh, is this Andre 3000?
This is Andre 3000.
No, this
from
is
Outcast.
Nominated for a Grammy?
The whole album is, yeah.
It wasn't bad. I mean,
I only
so
know the
Andre
Roses song.
Andre 3000, obviously, Roses, Miss Jackson with
oh,
Outcast.
Nah.
Most famously known in Four Brothers.
Power. The movie, not
the movie.
Four Brothers.
Okay, I'm not familiar. But regardless, Andre 3000, right? Outcast, rapper,
hey,
Atlanta hip-hop. Known for all that, but now reinventing himself, kind of a second act of sorts, playing the flute. Did a full
he's
flute.
Playing this?
Yes.
Oh, he did full a full flute album. Like
wow.
Right, so a little experimental, kind of going out of his comfort zone a little
I
bit.
Don't know the sports comp to this.
Been
one.
Around a long time.
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers wow. Is Andre 3000.
Insult to Andre 3000.
It is.
I can't believe he's playing the flute.
Why not? He's a talented individual.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's incredibly talented.
Any more?
I like it, Strofe.
I've got one left.
All right.
Nobody has been nominated for more Grammys.
It's Pat Mahomes.
Than Beyonce. But Beyonce in 2024 kind of reinventing herself, right? Switching over to country music. Like our beloved King Giannis, who added a mid-range jumper to his game.
Wasn't expecting this.
Two all-time greats who aren't done evolving yet. Beyonce is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Wow. That's good.
Kyle's just dancing
too.
For us.
Man, this is a good album. You know what? At first, I was like, anti the album.
Well, are you doing the chicken dance?
He looks like he just stumbled around the do-si-do.
He's like quacking his elbows, almost like he's doing the chicken dance.
What I knew to cotton, I do.
So, what do we think? Beyonce, Giannis, similarities?
I thought it was like Brady. for
Beyonce. Beyonce is much better than Giannis.
This was a really good segment for me because I didn't know any of these people other than Andre 3000.
Yeah, I was educated.
And Beyonce, but like I didn't know that she had a country song.
You were lying.
That song was just playing. You ever heard that song before?
No.
What? What? So what do you?
I thought I was living under.
What
do
you
do?
I like it.
It's a great song.
So you just
don't listen to music.
Yes, you do though, because you had Shaboozy. You said was your number two song.
Yeah, because he's a corny white dude.
I'm Russell Wilson.
He's Russell Wilson,
and we know he likes Walking on Broken Glass.
It's like from the 80s.
Yeah, I know. But so you do listen to music.
But I don't.
So what are you going to do to keep up with your wonderful daughter and all her music listens?
I really don't have a choice. There's Taylor Swift on every Saturday
morning.
Well,
let me help. If she always talk about, oh yeah, turn that sexy red on, you snatch that from her. Turn it off immediately. My little girl, my little girl ain't going to be listening to that smut.
Is that Ratchet?
Oh, it's more than Ratchet.
Ratchet. There's more than Ratchet. Ratchet's not the highest degree of ratchetness.
I'm
going
to play a song for you with Sexy Red and Bruno Mars. Sexy Red has brought Bruno Mars to the dark side. I'm going to play this song during the break, and you're going to just have, your mouth is going to drop. Keep the break screen off. Mouth is going
to
drop.
Ben's wish list number 5 to round out the week is next.
Sorry, I had soda go through my nose there.
Yeah, I can see you were struggling.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Listen, Diana, that's her name. Listen, we all about positive manifestation. I like you, Diana. All it is negative.
Diana.
Criticize.
Dirty Diana.
I love you, Kyle.
Love you too, girl.
I love you, Kyle.
I love you too. That's what I'm talking about. The real Packer Nation.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Rivers Jackson.
Hanging with you on a Friday.
Brad, did you like the song?
What song?
Bruno Mars Sexy Red song that I won't say the title of.
I am in a state of shock. It's a lot for the senses.
It was.
I need to reevaluate where we are as a society.
I saw your shoulders moving, though. You like the beat.
Not moving whatsoever.
I saw his face.
He was as stiff
in.
As a board.
Yeah, my face went white.
I felt uncomfortable.
I was even whiter than usual. Pretty shocked.
Well, that's what I said. If anybody's children listen to Sexy Red,
that's Bruno Mars.
Grab it out of their hands and say, never again.
Never again.
Now I can double stamp that recommendation. You take that out of their hands.
There you go.
Not in this household.
I could be a good parent, good uncle.
There's a difference between the two, and it's very, very vastly wider.
JB probably thinks he's a great uncle. He could be a dad, too. Well, he is.
My point is I was an uncle of 12 before I had a kid, and being an uncle of 12 prepares you nothing for having a child. I can promise you that.
We'll find out one day for me.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Kyle as a dad.
I'm be stressed. I'm coming here stressed.
No, you're going to be a great dad.
Oh, that baby came crying. She was crying nonstop. Just stop.
No. You know what?
I think he's going to change.
I can do without you having kids because, oh, man, you're going to be so
tired
moody.
And grumpy. Oh, I already know.
Ugh, we're going to have to pick up the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more. Ben Brust here with Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, and Alex Strofe running the show. Time now to get to wish number 5.
Now, a look at Ben Brust's off-season wish list. Wish number 5.
All right, folks. All right, guys.
All right, guys.
I felt like Brad when I said all right, folks. Here's what we're going to propose for wish number 5. It's not as tangible, I'd say, as the first 4 wishes, but it is my wish list, so I do whatever I please with my wish list. As I look up and down the NFL, it's becoming more and more of a must to have this in your repertoire as a quarterback. Guesses, anybody?
Audibling?
No. Kyle?
Weapons? I don't know.
Throw?
Repeat the question.
What are you finding necessary to have in your repertoire as a quarterback?
Running.
The ability to use your legs. Ding, 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 ding. We saw it in the AFC and NFC divisional rounds. We saw it in the NFC and AFC championship games. The quarterbacks that were in the Final Four, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Then you go to the other side, Jalen Hurts. Why am I blanking on who the Philadelphia Eagles
Jaden Daniels.
Jordan Love needs to be sent to a plyometrics camp.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you.
Speed and agility?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Like, get him on the ladder. Let's get this guy on the ladder. Work on the feet. I know he's coming off of injury, but I want him to be able to pick up first downs with his legs. Doesn't mean you're putting yourself in harm's way. It just means you're adding more to your game. He's a pure pocket passer. He's been that since he came out of high school, since he came out of college. It's always been Jordan Love in the pocket, and he likes to do the bounce, the bounce, the bounce, the bounce. How about the bounce and go? How about a little rollout action where they might be able to make some plays? Like, I know he's hurt, but more so than anything, send him to plyometrics camp and work on the agility, work on the speed, because you need to add that extra element of your game. You don't need to be running for 600 yards. I'm talking 450, right? Just enough to keep the defense honest, because what do we know watching the Green Bay Packers? We have watched so many running quarterbacks run around us, and you're like, damn, I wish we had that. And then we got to sniff Malik Willis. We're like, damn, that was kind of nice. Then we brought Jordan Love back, and we never really got that run game, the dual threat run game that they had with Willis and Jacobs. I want Jordan Love to work on that speed and pick up some more first downs. What do you guys say for my different wish number five?
I like it. Here's why I like it. If you have to introduce another layer for Jordan Love that the defense has to defend against, it's really going to strain their ability to cover everybody else. Right now, the defense doesn't even have to think about Jordan Love. Don't even worry about a spy. Don't even put eyes on him. That's why, like, the very rare times he does run, it's like a wide open field. And guys, it's not even like you're asking him to run that much. What I'm seeing, like, even guys like, you know, Purdy and Burrow.
Purdy, for sure, he does it all the time. Like, damn.
Like, he has his eyes downfield, and he can identify, there's no spy on me. Everyone's backs are to me. I got 20 yards open field. I'm going to go. So whether it be one RPO a game, one bootleg, and a couple times where it's like, keep your eyes downfield to run, that will make it so much harder to defend Jordan Love. It'll allow every other part of the game to open up. And we're not talking eight times a game. Four runs a game for, you know, 40 yards. That over the course, even that would be a lot, 30 yards. That over the course of the season, 400, 500 yards. Those are it, more than even just defending. It comes usually in very opportune moments. Mahomes does this the best. He is a great primary pocket passer. When he needs to use his legs, he goes and gets it, and it always comes in a needed
per
first down.
Josh DiMaggio, who joined me on the weekly wager before those AFC and NFC championship games, we were cool. All over talking about the Patrick Mahomes over-rushing attempts, and it hit ASAP. Because these quarterbacks know that if things break down, the default is I want to take control of the game and help my team win. And Jordan just doesn't have that next level. He just hasn't shown it. And I want him to work on it.
Yeah, and I think we talk about Jordan Love taking shots down the field. I think sometimes he maybe take a little less shots down the field and be able to utilize those legs to pick up yards. And Brad, you talked about what we saw other teams do. I just think about Caleb Williams this year. Caleb Williams didn't throw the ball very well against the Green Bay Packers. They didn't ask him to do much. But I do remember in, I believe it was the first game, he was able to use his legs to pick up first downs, right? That is another threat that other teams have to defend. And then when I think back to watching Malik Willis with the Green Bay Packers, Malik Willis played in less games than Jordan Love, but had more rushing attempts, and he also had more rushing yards. In a game where he came in against the Titans, he went for 73 yards rushing on six attempts. The game against Jacksonville where the Packers were up in the game and then they had to come back and win a game, he utilized his legs again for that. And so overall, the Green Bay Packers are much more versatile, robust offense when they just have another threat. If you have to concern yourself about Josh Jacobs getting a football, if you have to concern yourself about Jordan Love being able to get that, you know, extra 4 yards to pick up a first down on third down, that makes that offense much more lethal. They're going in the right direction, but if Jordan Love can untap his ability to be a threat on the ground, the Green Bay Packers will be even more harder to defend. So I am looking forward to Jordan Love potentially tapping into that part of his game that he has not utilized. He isn't the best athlete, but he's a more than capable athlete. We saw it in the game against Philadelphia. He ran and almost picked up a first down on like 3rd and 13, right?
Yep.
So that is something that can be a great element that he can add to make the Packers that much better.
We want to know your wishes. All right, I've given you 5 wishes. Wish number 1.
Wish number 1.
Spin the block with Davante Adams, and we will get to that in a little bit because he put out an Instagram story with some green and gold shoes in his car.
Wish number 2.
Trade a first round pick for a proven pass rusher that can help this team, since Goody, you stink at first round picks.
Wish number 3.
Resign Brandon McManus.
Wish number 4.
What did I say yesterday?
That was John.
Don't help him. Or do.
I didn't hear anything. I swear to God. So let me brainstorm. Yesterday, Maddie's Bar and Grill. Wish number 4. All right, hint?
No.
Whoa!
Good job, Brad.
Easy, Brad. Oh, come on, guys. Hint.
Think hard about it. What do you think you would change?
Football team.
Yeah. Green Bay.
Packers. Brian Gutekunst.
He drafted him.
Oh, we got to get rid of Jair.
There it is.
Wish number 5.
And wish number 5, what I say today?
Look at the paper.
Jordan Love needs to learn how to use his legs to help this team go further.
I've seen a lot of cartoons and movies where a genie comes out of a bottle to grant 3 wishes. I've never seen anybody go, what did I want again? What was that? What was the wish I asked for?
Guys, I'm a little sick right now. Derwin chimes in. Yeah, feel bad for me. Where? The ability to read a defense for Jordan Love.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what are your wishes? 800-990-3776. We want to hear from you on the Carbless Talk and Text line. If you could have one wish for the Green Bay Packers this offseason, what would your wish be? We'll hear from you in 2 minutes. Next.